Yeah. That's recording now.
Honorable members. The big one. The rest are honorable members. You are my comrades. I suppose we all have the agenda in front of us. But I do want to apologize because it doesn't look like we have our things nicely, you know, tied up. Just in terms of that agenda, what we're supposed to do now was to announce the group and the convenors of the group and the allocations, which I think is what we had yesterday. This copy, so if you say you're in group one, then you know these are the reports you're dealing with. If you're in group two, these are the reports. And then to then allow for the groups to go and then start the work. Because we can't work as the whole committee until and unless the groups are consolidated. So the little challenge we are having, I'm saying it very little because we'll sort it out. I should have attended to it by yesterday afternoon. But unfortunately, the people are supposed to sit down and interact with were held up in other meetings. We've made some slight progress, which is that Comrade Roy is the study group convener from the ANC. That is critical in setting us in motion. The second element is the consolidation of the membership of the committee from the ANC side. When I say consolidation, I have found that or realized that the members of SCOPA have been treated like ordinary members of other committees, given other, you know, committees to serve in. And if I realize that if I just ignore it and allow us to continue with business as usual, it's going to catch up with us going forward. So that is why I need to speak to the powers that be, so that members of SCOPA are dedicated to this committee. So that is the one thing that I felt I need to clear it up with the reference. We couldn't get from the head of the committee. It is important. Otherwise, we would have situations where groups may operate, where they left behind. As you've seen the amount of work that is here, you would want a SCOPA member to focus as much as possible on this committee's work. If your attention is divided, like somebody has now told me, I'm rushing to transport, I must go and disappear them. Now, we cannot work like that. And the sooner the Whipper appreciates our work here and its demand, the better, so that we start on a correct footing. So I'm saying that is the little challenge that I think needs to be tied down before we make group allocations and then group that to operate.
You're quite right, Comrade. It's very tempting to make his appointment now, because as the President has said, he wants to hit the ground running. Like if he were to hit the ground running with both feet, not hopping along. The position is that some members have not been yet confirmed as members of the committee, number one. And two, as you pointed out, there are some major clashes between this committee and other committees, something like finance and even transport. I promise you from outside, and you'll be communicating. I promise you, Chair, from outside, you will sort those things out definitely tomorrow. And ANC members will be receiving notices later on. We'll have a special training meeting later on today to finalize all of these things. So today, ready for outside, everything will be clear. But I agree with you, let us not be tempted now to make an appointment that we're going to reverse later.
All right, Mums and Athene.
Yeah, Chair, thank you very much. Good morning. Yeah, I think, like I said yesterday, it's better with the ANC because you've got so many members. And at least somebody can attend another meeting when you are not there. But with parties like ours, it is even more difficult. But what I would like to suggest is that from the chair, within discussion with the chair of committees or whoever, that the chief whips of all the parties be listened to about the importance of this committee in the bigger scheme of things, of parliament and democracy, etc., etc., so that they have an appreciation. Because sometimes when you go to them, they you know, like you say, they treat it just like any other committee. I mean, I'm on finance and this, and can you imagine, I haven't attended finance, and when I meet them in college, I say, what's happening? See, you're not attending. So if something like that can be done through the house chair, or through yourself, my problem looks as well.
Right.
In terms of me, I see care, I see committee meetings at this stage. It's mining and it's agriculture and this one. So
sure.
That's a little bit heavy.
Yesterday was supposed to be new science and technology. And next time they must me up.
Oh.
Well, it's that in the I don't know, maybe we need to address it on and we made the same board with my colleague as one of the smallest parties in parliament. So I can't actually belong to one committee that is COPA and is director. So what does it mean? Does it mean that I've got to abandon it so that I can do other 2 to 3 committees so that my party voice is also so if I am just committee and I cannot attend any other, it becomes a problem. Right now, I'm sitting here, it is the chief of forum where I'm supposed to be the point to be representing this. I have to write them and follow them. I get the great content, what I should do.
I will give you postal advice, but I can't give it here, because here I don't talk politics. But outside here, I think what the thing suggested is what I was thinking, that I would need to, I don't know if in the DA you have the same challenge, or you.
No, Chair, we're actually in a very happy situation that all of our members are allocated to only one portfolio connection per member. No matter what portfolio committee we are, we have no duplication at all.
Okay. No.
The two of us that are here are permanent. This is our only committee.
No, that's fine. I understand the point you made. I just wanted to be sure, but what I thought I was going to do is what the thing has said, suggested, because I think I had not interacted very closely because I assumed, well, these are party processes. But to the extent that they have a negative impact on our work, I think I'll need to reach out.
I'm only a chair up there. My first time I'm attending a college at any time. The same sort of clash. I wonder how much it is, the issue is about which portfolio committee is decision as much as managing the schedule. Because some of us may have the ability to sit in more than one portfolio committee, but the problem is that then it needs to be coordinated such that when meetings are taking place, they are not duplicated. We find that the portfolio committee meetings are not duplicated, but the study group meetings become duplicated and there must become coordination between them, and that maybe needs to come up. Secondly, I wanted to ask, I'm a new member, so I may be totally off the board, so please tell me what happened. Wouldn't it be that if you serve in certain committees that I serve on health, and that would be, I'm a medical doctor, that would be my primary committee that I'm interested in, wouldn't it be an advantage that if you serve on SCOPA, then at least the issues on health, you would be able to be a therapist, and you could help that in the committee. So I'm just looking at it at another angle. That's not a disadvantage, but an advantage.
Look. the work of the committee, firstly at a quantitative level, you would have seen group one has 171 reports that is 5 people will share that load, and group two has 127 reports. The 5 or 6 people are going to share it amongst themselves. So you therefore cannot be in SCOPA and have 2 other committees to run to. That's number one. Number two, I said yesterday that our meeting date is Tuesday and Wednesday. It's standard and it's inflexible. So if you belong to another committee which meets on Tuesday and you're not here, or meet on Wednesday and you're not here, then the work of this committee, taking into account the limited time we have and the big amount of work that we have, it's going to suffer. And that is why in the past, people who were in SCOPA did not belong to any other committee, because it is just not possible, let alone finance. I know finance on its own is one hell of a portfolio committee. So you can't be in SCOPA and in finance at the same time. You end up not doing justice to any of the two. So I appreciate that the fourth parliament was starting, and you know, maybe there are a few things that you need to be looked at from a historical perspective to assist with the process. It certainly cannot be. It certainly cannot be. I would really want to push that. Let us look at our membership of SCOPA as probably the, because it's not like any other portfolio committee. That is the trouble or the advantage thereof. So we need to go back, and the paradigm is clear that if you're going to be it just cannot be that you treat your membership of SCOPA equally with that of any other portfolio committee. So if you do, it is always that it's going to suffer. But that might not be in your hands as a member. It's something that needs to be issued out politically. And I think I would want to assist in that regard, because it will mean that our work is going to start. Already, as you can see, there are 3 reports, performance audit of the audit general, that were given to you. And once our group says so that out, this one belongs to housing. I still have to check this. Maybe this one belongs to the PSA or public administration. There's another one that belongs to the police. So, but the point I'm making, already we've spoken about the monies in trust that needs to be dealt with. I'm still trying to make sense of Richard Young's submission. Here they are. It's about a 300-page document. I still need to make sense of it. So I'm saying that it is imperative that there has to be an understanding. That is why even in Parliament, we're able to create an understanding whereby all our reports are debated in the House, because as a way of ensuring that there is heightened understanding of and appreciation of the work that this committee does. So it's something that we need to sort out and sort out by this week, so that we're able to help everybody inside. So I will engage. And Mama Tlad, it's all that slow politics. We'll talk politics, I'll come to the office. And then we sort it out. And then once that is done, I'm sure Comrade Mashiane, because she was here, I'm sure this is the committee you served in on.
No, it's just on school work. That's it. I actually deployed myself, so I don't have a problem.
Copa and school work. But anything outside that, social development or women, youth, and people with disabilities, has become something up there. But anyway, let's leave that. I think it will be sorted out. So with the GA, it's -1. With the APC, it's -2. With COPE, it's -3. The UCDP, it's sorted out. And then the ASC and the IFP, I'm sure it will be sorted out. All right. Now, I've brought this report because in terms of the rules, it will be important that members get the rules that establish scope of the National Assembly, because they determine our scope of work. All the reports of the Auditor General, if you check the ACC, if they are announced there, they will always write referred to the Committee on Public Accounts. So this one on the police service, it was in March 2009, and this one on the Gateway N2 Gateway project was June 2008, and this other one on entities that are connected with government employees and doing business with central departments is August 2008. So, because they will belong to various departments like police, it will belong to either group 1 or group 2, and in group 1 or group 2, police will have been allocated to a particular member. So, that person and that group will have a look at it, and if they think and feel that as a committee, we must have a hearing or call the police chief to come and talk about it, we'll decide here in the group, and then we'll write to them. And we'll then sit down and do the normal necessary logistics arrangement and planning for that particular year. So I think let us have them and have a look at them. I suppose that by the 23rd and the 24th when we meet, we'll have direction in terms of Parliament program, so we can plan our own program, and we can look at if we're going to have hearings on any of these, when can we have that? Then we can plan, and I think the other processes will kick in. I think by on the 23rd, when the AG comes here, we'll sort of take through all the processes. What happens when we're preparing for a hearing? What is the role of the AG? What do they do? What support do they give us? How do we do that so that everybody is well positioned? Yes, Honorable Steele?
Can I ask for clarity, please? These three reports that you've just given us now, I see they've got dates March 2009, if it's here. The other two are 2008. Now, those are the dates when the reports were compiled, I presume. They're not the dates in which they tabled, but do they appear in this list here according to when they were tabled? Are they additional to what we got yesterday in this list? In other words, I'm just worried that already we've now got reports that we might not be keeping track of. So I'm just wondering how the secretary actually recorded all that.
No, the performance, these are called the performance audits. So it is not the same as the annual report. So the Auditor General can take on a particular topic like with the SAPS, you see, was looking at the service delivery at police stations and the 10111 call center. So he can do this anytime. So it is not time bound and it will not be recorded there, because that record that you're having is of annual report submission to Parliament. So that's why you see that the other date is June, the other one is March. So in addition to annual reports, we get performance audits from the Auditor General throughout the year, and it's up to us to say what do we do with this performance audit.
Can you
just
add on
what
you said as to what we've been doing on our work, there will be a moment where we pick up an area within the project that we need an intensive, you know, in-house report on that particular area. It is going to be compiled in the way that we want.
Correct. Correct. That's how it is. So I would say therefore that maybe let us put out the person of committee membership, and especially with the ANC, the person of groups, and I think what we'll do, we'll then send communication to members to say these are the groups, these are the convener, even the secretary, group one has traditionally been with Tombi, yeah, and the researcher is Mr. Saki, right there at the back, and then group two is Sipo, and the researcher is Cabello, so, and then from the Aegis office, Zanele and Pupu Singh. Zanele is with group one, and Pupu Singh is with group two. So each group has secretary and researcher and someone from the Aegis office. So I am certain that either by today or tomorrow, members are going to receive a communication that indicates these are the groups. And once you have your group, then you can come to this document and say it means in our group this is our work. And then when you meet as a group, you are then going to allocate, subdivide this work amongst yourselves and say, see, this is what you are going to take, you, this is what you are going to take. And then what we then have to do as a committee is, in one of the reports yesterday that indicated the audit outcome for 2007-2008, there were indications in terms of those that were qualified, those that had disclaimers and all that kind of stuff, as well as the outstanding work on monies and trusts, which we may need to meet with the Justice Portfolio Committee to see if we can, together with them, call the department and talk to the issue. So I think that's where we're at. And these matters of Richard Young, my understanding was that yesterday, like today, there are no cameras yet. But I'm getting queries from the media about our today's meeting and Richard Young's report and all that kind of stuff. Let's just keep it cool. Let's take it easy on these matters. Everything we'll discuss here in the committee, and it is going to be our collective decision on any issue. No matter how juicy, no matter how controversial, no matter how it to remain our collective decision. But we need to all move, you know, in step, in sync, at all times. And not preempt what is going to happen or what's going to happen. I hope that's clear, Kabir.
Okay.
Okay.
Just take me on. I'm worried about the agonizing mind, the capacity of the researcher. But I think that's the key to the work that's happening.
work is given to a member to do. You will do the work. The researchers will be there to assist you, but you do the work. They don't do the work for us. They only come in to assist where we need assistance. So it is not their work, it is our work. We were very well, personally, I am, always politics over administration, not administration over politics. So not administration where the staff end up doing our work and we just fight and they do the work. We need to do the work and take responsibility for whatever.
Thank you. I know there's another work we have to do outside of the scheduled committee meetings, but these groups that you refer to, are they part of the recorded meeting in the committee, in the committee? Are they part of that? Yeah, that's good. Secondly, Chair, I'd just like to make a request for the hearing on the land bank.
Well, we're still having challenges with the budget allocation. So the transcript has not yet been done. The recordings have not yet been typed. So the tapes are there. It's a question that once we have more resources allocated, I think we should be able to. In fact, all the hearings that we did last year, Home Affairs, Land Bank, Correctional Services, and MPA, we have not done the transcript yet. But once they are done, yes, they should be available to members. So you can follow what it is that they said and what it is that they committed themselves to. Right. In the absence of any other, I would want that we adjourn this meeting and we attend to the issues that are outstanding, and that by today or tomorrow we should be able to communicate to members. Which groups they belong to and who the conveners are, and then thereafter we could see what happens. Maybe we could pen in a meeting on the 17th so that the group can then meet, familiarize themselves with the issues at hand, and see how they operate and take it up from there.
Well, sure. I see we don't have a meeting planned for the 17th. So that is a space that we could talk, I hope, productively.
Chairman, on that point, I heard yesterday that cultural budget will be discussed. And I'm not certain to start in the morning or the afternoon.
I think the secretariat will check that.
The EPC.
In the morning.
No, don't have the program yet.
Yeah, I think the program committee meets every Thursday, so by tomorrow after night we should know what the program will be for next week. So if the EPC is in the afternoon on Wednesday, then we could utilize Wednesday morning for the group. I think that would be fine. Right. Yes, sir.
We're about to finish, but the AMP members meet for 10 seconds in the corridor of the meeting.
How many are you here? 2, 4, 5. Okay, no, that's fine. Just we're still having a breakfast, otherwise we'll move out. But when we can meet in the car, no problem. No, completely.
Just in the corridor.
Okay, okay. The meeting is adjourned. So can the ANC meet
in the corridor?
Why do we have all this?